So basically, I'm just going to sit here all day and you're just say, yes, you know everything.
Well,
okay, fine.
No, but Cabby and I are old friends, so.
Cabby is on the phone with us from Vegas. Cabby, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Actually, just quick correction. I'm in Los Angeles.
Sorry, it says
I move around a lot, okay. Gordy.
Fire the producer.
I'm all over the place.
It says on the sheet from Vegas, and of course, fire the producer. Keith, you're out.
No, it's all good. I move around quickly, my friend.
Moles, you're in the producer's chair. From Los Angeles.
I'm friends with Elon Musk, so I took a tunnel.
So tell us, what are you looking for? Now, Tracy Morgan is hosting the ESPYs tonight.
That should be good.
Which is great, right? I mean, because, of course, he had the accident a couple of years ago and was life-threatening and everything else. What are you looking forward to the most tonight?
How many times he gets the audience pregnant in his opening monologue, and then how many times we get a Kawhi Leonard laugh reference. And I know he's not supposed to be here tonight at the ESPY Awards, which I'm covering on TSN, but I'm looking forward to those references and any other kind of Toronto, Drake, Raptors reference. I'm curious to see how they're going to handle that.
Now, he's nominated for Best Play, the buzzer beater in Game 7.
Yeah.
Is nominated against the Dolphins' miracle against the Patriots. Derrick Henry's 99-yard run against the Jaguars. And Caitlin Ohashi scoring a perfect 10 in gymnastics.
Yes. Tough competition. But that, I mean, maybe it's because I'm Canadian and I'm from Toronto. I mean, it's like the second greatest shot in the history of the sport. I think the Ray Allen shot in Game 6 in the 2013 NBA Finals is a bigger shot because in the finals. But that Kawhi shot with the drama, the four bounces. Mm-hmm. I mean, over Embiid, who's 7'2". I mean, I don't know how you can beat that. I don't know how you can top that.
The photos that were taken of that shot from Stan Beehall of The Sun, from the guy at the Star, from Frank Gunn, Canadian Press, they were sensational. These are among the best sports photos I've ever seen. I'm with you, Cabby, on this. I think that the drama of bounce, touch the rim and in, to me.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'd love to see him win and then, you know, not there to accept the award, you know, someone else accepting on behalf of him.
But that almost kind of goes with the mythology of Kawhi Leonard, right? Because he's so mysterious. Like, we just don't know. We still don't know that much about him. Like, if Uncle Dennis came out to accept the award, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because Kawhi lets his actions speak louder than his words. And his actions were tremendous for us, obviously, in Toronto and the Raptors in that entire championship run. Also, I got to shout out Keyshawn Mistry and Rick Matonic for two other photos of that moment that Kawhi Leonard has written indelibly into history.
Where were you when you heard Kawhi had left, and what was your reaction?
Oh, man, dude, I was up for the Woj bomb. Gordon, it was Friday night, 1:54 a.m. I'm just starting, like, I'm watching a killer ratings on Netflix. Like, Stranger Things 3 hadn't dropped yet. And then when I saw the Woj bomb, I'm like, oh, my. So I knew I was going to be up for another 2 hours, 2.5 hours, reading other reactions on NBA Twitter, seeing the memes on Instagram, and I was. I don't think I went to bed till 5 in the morning that night. And I was like, I was surprised because the Clippers just kind of came out of nowhere. But then the Paul George news?
Wait.
I was like, what?
Came out of nowhere?
Well, him going to the Clippers?
No.
Absolutely.
Well,
guys,
I've been saying that from the day he signed here. The day he was traded here. The Paul George thing came out of nowhere.
But I suppose in totality, both those things together. But, I mean, the Clippers hadn't really been on the radar for the last, like, 3 weeks.
They were at almost every game he played this year. They were following him around, like.
But to Cabby's point, the week of, it sounded like the Clippers were out, and it was down to the Lakers.
Well,
according to the Lakers.
Here's the way I view basketball. Probably similar to Cabby, but the way I view basketball is if Adrian Wojnarowski doesn't say it, it's not true.
You're right, yes.
So,
wow, that's amazing.
Everything he says is true, and the rest I take with doubt. And so he never said the Lakers, and he never said anything until that happened, and then he points, it happened 10 minutes later, Paul George is traded, and my whole family is awake, and we're all up all night.
Right? Wasn't it so crazy that, you know, there's like that code of silence that the Raptors had, that Masai Ujiri has, that Kawhi Leonard. You never hear any leaks out of Toronto. Like, I think the only leak we ever got was, I think, the first time Kyle was going to be traded to the Knicks. I think, Steve, you wrote about that, right? Way back in, was it 13 or 14? I feel like that's the only time there was maybe any whispers of movement. And then, like, this one, boom, out of, you know, seemingly thin air, that, like, the Clippers and then the Paul George thing. It was a fun night to be on Twitter, but I didn't see that particular thing coming.
So, Cabby, how do you think the Raptors should honor Kawhi? Should there be a statue outside Scotiabank Arena?
100%. I know it's an unpopular opinion, and I think for sure they should retire his jersey at some point in the future, not next season, but, you know, down the line with some hindsight and seeing how the team does after he leaves. Like, if the Raptors don't have success again, then, you know, this one singular moment is even more impressive. And there are and again, this is another unpopular opinion, but there are statues on Legends Row with some Toronto Maple Leafs Hall of Famers who have never even made the Stanley Cup final, but they're honored because of their body of work. But as a singular moment for this franchise and for the city and the country at large, you should be honored with a statue and a jersey. And I know this is not a popular take. It's just my own.
I'm not so sure.
What do you guys think? Have you guys already spoken about it?
I'm not so sure it's popular or unpopular. I think the timing is really going to be important, because we've had all these years of the Raptors and never anything close to a sniff of getting close to winning anything. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes here and he basically takes these guys and lifts them on his shoulders and carries them to a championship. And that will never be forgotten. And we don't know when the next major championship is going to come here. So I think if he's got 10 more years in the NBA, then there's nothing wrong with, in my mind, 10 years from now, retiring his jersey here. And if you want to do a statue, that's true. But that championship might be the only Raptor championship we see in our lives.
And you know what, Cabby? Like, if you look down the street at Rogers Center and think of, you know, the Joe Carter home run, the Robbie Alomar home run against the A's, two of the greatest moments in franchise history. What's the statue out there? Ted Rogers.
Well, I don't have a problem with that, frankly.
How could there not be a statue of Joe Carter?
I have no problem with Ted Rogers being, because there may not be baseball today in Toronto if Ted Rogers hadn't chosen to buy them.
After you put the joke, there has to be a statue of Joe Carter.
Joe's on the wall in the stadium with the other people, but I wouldn't put him ahead of what Alomar did against Oakland. I wouldn't put him ahead of what Ed Sprague did against Atlanta. There is no Joe Carter home run if those other ones are hit.
So I
agree with Gord, actually. There should be Alomar against Dennis Eckersley, who was one of the most fearsome closers of his day in the ALCS and just pimped it to right center field. That was massive. And then for those two, like, they should be in close proximity or back-to-back or something. Well, they did win back-to-back, so thematically it makes sense, too, even though they're in different years. But I agree with Gord. Those two statues need to be outside of Skydome.
I think there should be a Kawhi statue. I don't think they should retire his number. I think they should not give it out for a long time. I think retiring his number would be excessive for a guy that was here for 1 year. I'd like to see them, hopefully he plays here next year. I hope he doesn't load manage the Raptor game in Toronto. But and give him a big honor. But before we let you go, Cabby, I want to ask you this. One of the highlights of the ESPYs every year is the presentation of the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance, named in honor of Jim Valvano, whose speech, of course, accepting it was legendary, or accepting his honor of the ESPYs was legendary. We think of Craig Sager. What a speech he gave a few years ago at the ESPYs. This year they're honoring Rob Mendez, a high school football coach who was born without arms or legs. He's been the head coach of a high school team in Saratoga, California. That, to me, is the epitome of the ESPYs, that moment. Never mind best athlete, best this, best that. But when they allow someone who's inspiring to get up and speak.
Yeah, those are great moments. And it's really like every time that award is presented, it's an immediate standing ovation. You can feel like there are tingles in the audience. And it's I think of like Stuart Scott as another dude, another gentleman who was honored in that way. And I think that's the reason why the show has moved from ESPN to ABC, A, for a broader audience, but B, just to tell those stories to a bigger audience so that it can resonate throughout sports. Because, you know, some people's journeys, they're bigger than sport. And Rob Mendez's story should transcend his his coaching at that high school, and he's on the cover. Actually, I didn't read. It's on my kitchen, my coffee table, but he's on the cover of this month's ESPN, the magazine, like the physical issue. I'm one of the last few people that actually order ESPN, the magazine, that physical issue, and I left it at home. But I'm looking forward to seeing how, seeing, you know, the video tribute and then hearing some words from him tonight. Should be awesome.
You better get that magazine quick because there aren't many of them left.
Oh.
Last year, they had the victims of the Michigan State doctor and the investigation of who all came public with with that very moving and very troubling account at you know, in the United States. And when you saw one after the other get up there, and we're just sitting in our house and tears are running down
Jim Kelly,
our eyes.
And Jim Kelly won the Jimmy V Award last year, and his speech was incredible.
Yes.
So, Cabby,
it's an incredible moment. It really is.
I would tell you to have fun in Los Angeles, but who's kidding? Who? Cabby's in L.A.
Have fun. That's a superfluous thing with the Cabmeister.
I will try my best to come home with a voice and a few stories for you guys off the air.
Cabby, thanks for talking to us. Enjoy yourself tonight, and we'll see what's left of you when you get back.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for having me on, fellas.